HBO Entertainment. Still shots of New York City intermixed with video film footage. Starring Brian Greenberg, Victor Rasuk, Lake Bell, Eddie K. Thomas, Shannon Sozerman, Scott Kidd Mascoudi, and Louis Guzman in How to Make It in America. Executive producer Mark Wahlberg. Produced by Margot Myers. Created by and story by Ian Edelman. Written by Rob Weiss. Directed by Julian Farina. Audio described by Penelope Parisi. Black and white stills of a basketball game. On a bright sunny day, Cam and Ben are playing basketball with a group of lads.
Come on, Junior, that's what we call. When I was your age, you had to draw blood and call foul like that.
This shit is we gold, man.
I'm gonna show you, old man.
Hey, come on, man.
You better bring it stronger than that.
Cam shoots and misses. The opposition gain control of the ball, then accurately aim at the hoop, sealing the fate of the game.
Really?
Darren.
Yeah.
You okay?
Yeah, sure. Why?
No reason. You're just staring at the cheese doodles.
Oh, am I?
You were. Really intense way.
I guess I'm just curious, you know, what they mean.
What they mean?
Yeah, well, you have to admit, I mean, it's kind of an odd gift.
It's silly.
All right, you know what? If you don't want to tell me, I understand. It's fine.
No, no. When Ben and I first started dating, we used to debate everything, and then we ended up in this debate one night about cheese doodles versus Cheetos. I like Cheetos. He likes cheese doodles. It's really stupid. We stopped debating after that. I think he was just trying to be funny by giving me those.
That's funny.
I can get rid of them if they make you feel uncomfortable.
No. Why waste them, right?
She glares at Darren.
They made some bullshit-ass calls, and on top of that, they were talking mad shit.
Whatever, man. You talked as much shit as they did.
Yeah, but I could talk shit because I could back it up, usually.
Wow.
What?
It's Pete Powell.
Pete Powell? As in genetic denim Pete Powell?
Yeah.
Yo, let's go grab him.
Nah, I called him 4 times. He never called me back. He's obviously not looking to talk. Whatever, man. We got our samples. We're good. We don't need them.
Yo, man, I bet once upon a time he had a sample, too. Now you selling his shit at Barney's. It's not going to hurt to ask, right? Yo, Pete.
Cam.
Pete Powell. Yo, hold up. What's up, man? It's Cam. Cam Calderon. You know my boy Ben, right? Ben Epstein?
My old bombing buddy.
Oh, man.
It's good.
Well, same old, same old. You know I tried calling you, right?
You did?
A few times.
I'll check messages, but you should have texted me. What'd you want to talk about?
We started a denim line.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good for you guys.
You got a couple minutes to talk about it?
Well, yeah, we can use some good pointers.
Guys, I'm in town for 24 hours. The only thing I got time for is business meetings and seeing my mother. But next time I'm in town, I'll take you to dinner and we'll talk, all
yeah,
right?
Yeah, man, it's all good.
Ah, come on. You can't do a quick L.A.-style latte with your old buddy?
Well, your partner's a little pushy, Ben.
I'm a lot pushy, actually.
How can I say no to two guys on the grind? Besides, I could use a cup of coffee.
Black. I don't do lattes.
Renee saunters into a quiet bar.
Que pasa, bro?
Renee, hola.
Yo, how's that Rasta monster moving?
I'm trying to push it, Renee. Most people around here looking to get fucked up, though. Not so energized.
Well, bro, do what you can, man. It's appreciated. You see my cousin Tito? They tell me he's spending a lot of time here these days.
Yeah, he's in the back.
He's in the back?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Joe. Little Tito Puente!
Shit, Renee, don't you knock? What if I was naked?
What the fuck you be doing naked in the bar for?
You don't know?
Know what?
Gloria, she kicked me out of the house. We're living here.
So how come you didn't call me?
I did. You never called me back.
Yeah, probably because I thought you needed some money.
Nah, I just needed a place to stay.
Oh, that's worse.
See? Everybody's turning their back on me, even my own family.
Come on. I'm just kidding with you. You're my favorite cousin. Now get dressed. We gotta go over to your house.
What for?
You remember that little package I gave you to hide in the basement for me?
Yeah, of course. I put it in the ceiling like you told me to.
That's good. I need it now, right? So put your stinky ass feet into those Adidas and let's get moving.
Renee, I ain't allowed near the house.
Says who?
The court. Gloria got a restraining order against
what
me.
What the fuck you do to Gloria?
Nothing. She saw some charges from a titty bar on my credit card. She came after me with a blade. I hid in the closet, called 911. Cops came, she started crying, and they arrested me. You believe that?
Yo, bro, I believe it. You're both crazy. Come on, I gotta go. Let's go.
So what do you got? Chris Denham.
That's catchy. I like it.
70s inspired.
Two-tone window pane?
No, and not bells either.
All right, I'm curious.
Curious enough to get us a sales hookup?
Depends. I mean, you got something I can check out?
We're actually getting our sample today.
Sorry, guys. I'm on a 5 o'clock flight out.
But trust us, they don't.
I'm sure they are. I mean, I always thought you'd be the one in the clothing business, not me. Now, this guy, he had mad style. Remember that time you rocked those crazy Wayfarers to Vicky Weiler's party?
Yeah, man.
And I clowned you.
You did.
Now they're back and hot again.
I stick with the classics. Mm.
I'll tell you what. I got a buyer in town from Tokyo, a friend of mine named Haraki. He's always asking about up-and-comers. I'm gonna take a chance on you guys. I'll set up a meeting.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Thank you, man.
He was staring at the cheese doodles.
Staring how?
Like this, like...
That's quite a stare.
Yeah, and then he ate them.
Well, that is intense.
I mean, it's kind of a dickish move, if you ask me.
Maybe. I understand it.
You do?
Sure. Those cheese doodles are more than just a snack to Darren. They're like a message from Ben saying, hey, asshole, I got there first.
Yeah, I don't think that's what Ben was trying to do. That's...
Well, what were you trying to say by bringing them up Darren's apartment?
I wasn't trying to say anything. They just were with all my other gifts.
It's a little insensitive. Not only did you bring your ex to your party, but then you kept his gift out on display. Are you not ready to move on?
Yes, Edie, I'm ready to move on.
Then start showing it.
On a bustling New York street, a man fries chicken on a barbecue. Cam waits for his food to be cooked.
Yo, I would definitely live in L.A.
You're lying.
Why would I lie to you?
All right, fine, you're lying to yourself then.
What you think, I'm gonna die living in the L.E.S.?
Yes, I do.
That's harsh, bro.
All right, fine, you might move to Brooklyn for a minute, though.
Wait, why do you think I'm never gonna leave?
Because your grandmother won't. And how are you gonna live without her cooking and cleaning all your clothes, huh?
I got a girlfriend.
If they hear you say shit like that, you won't.
Whatever. I'll prove you wrong, yo. I'm gonna be living where there's fun in the sun, son.
Yeah, all right, I believe you when I see it.
You are gonna see it. You coming with me?
I'm not moving anywhere, man. I was born here. I'm gonna die here. And you know why?
You know why? Don't sing that song.
Oh, I'm a native New Yorker.
Marsha, my love, you miss me?
And you are?
Cam. From Chris Benham? How can you forget about me like that? I'm hurt.
Did you stop harassing her?
Don't worry about me. I can handle this one.
We're here to pick up our sample.
Have a seat. And please feel free to take Mr. Pickup Artist here with you.
Oh. Rene and his grandmother arrive outside a pretty terraced house.
The fuck you want?
Hey, come on. That's the only way to be talking in front of my grandmother?
Oh, I'm sorry, Rosa. I didn't see you.
Well, you're gonna invite us in or what?
Yeah, of course, sure.
Thank you.
You're getting the divorce?
I know Tito's your blood, Rosa, but with all due respect to you, he's also made of slime.
Your family, too. Family has to be there for family during times like this.
Yeah, I mean, we're here to show you some support.
That is so sweet of you, Rosa.
What am I, invisible?
You too. I guess. Please, have a seat. I'll make you some coffee.
Grazie. Mm-hmm.
They take a seat on a large brown sofa. Rene's grandmother stares at him scornfully as he places his feet upon a glass coffee table.
Sorry about the wait, fellas.
No, you're a busy man.
That's why I'm still alive. Too busy to die. All my retired friends, dead. And the rest of them got nothing to live for except snot-nosed grandkids and arguing with health insurance providers. Not me. Me, I'm a worker. Here we are.
That looks dope.
Yeah.
Ben studies the gene sample.
You troubled, or you jumping for joy on the inside?
No, it just looked a little different in my head.
I think they look good. Try them on.
You can go back there.
Yeah. Okay.
He's a nice boy, but he carries a lot of tension in his belly.
He needs yoga.
He needs to get laid.
That's what I've been trying to tell him. Ben, come on, let me see.
He lifts up his T-shirt, revealing a high waistline.
Good-looking pant. Not the right cut for you, though.
I think they look good. They're exactly what you wanted.
Yeah, it's because I'm a fucking moron.
No, you're just a little insane, because you hate everything you've ever done.
I mean, no real guy would wear these.
I would.
Would you really? Jesus.
Only because they're too tight. I like a little loose. You know that, Ben.
Don't use the fucking trash.
Well, hold on. They're not just yours to throw away. They're mine, too. What about the meeting tonight?
What about it?
We can't not show up. Your boy Pete put himself out there for us.
I'm sure if he saw these, he'd be happy if we didn't show.
The jeans are fine, okay? We're going.
There's no shot we're going.
Then I'm going alone. Unlike you, I'm not going to blow this chance.
Oh, okay, here you go. Fine, fine. He's going to laugh in your face. Just leave me out of it, all right?
Cool, cool. Thanks for the encouragement, dick.
I'm a dick? Well, at least I can admit that I got no one to blame for this but myself, Cam. And just leave me alone.
Here's the game for Henke Pooh, the blacks for me, the reds for you.
You guys following this? Right here. Flip it, come on.
Yeah, what do you think, boys? Let's
go. Luck.
You know what? Keep your money, fellas. It's cool. Hey.
Hey.
Am I seeing you for dinner tonight?
Yes. In fact, I thought maybe we could try something a little different.
Different? How?
Well, you know the gardens at the Cloisters?
Of course.
Do you want to have sex there?
You want to have sex with me outdoors in the Cloisters?
I'm game if you're game.
Is this about the cheese doodles?
No,
come on, Rach.
Okay. It does have something to do with the cheese doodle situation. I'm really sorry about that. I just wanted to do something with you that I'd never done with anyone else.
You know, I appreciate what you're doing. I really do. But actually, I think I owe you an apology.
I was an ass this morning when I ate the cheese doodles.
It was a dick move. I'm really sorry.
So I don't have to have sex with you outdoors in order to make you feel special?
No.
Oh, good.
But while we're on the subject, there is something that I would like to do that I've never done before with you.
What's that?
Ecstasy.
Really?
Yeah, I never did it. I was always such a jock in school.
You know what? I did it like once with a girlfriend in college.
So do you want to do that tonight then?
On school night?
Yeah, so what?
Sure.
All right. Do you know where we can get it?
Hold on. Edie, do you know where I can find X?
Top drawer on the left.
Are you serious?
They're left over from Burning Man. Do they expire?
So I think I found a lead.
When I was your age, there was no such thing as a divorce. You did not run. You stayed. You fixed the problem.
But men were gentlemen back then, Rosa.
Men were always men.
But did they smoke cocaine? Gamble away the wedding gifts? Spend the IRS tax check on some cheap hoes at the strip bar?
This is what Tito does?
Yeah.
I gotta go to the bathroom. Okay.
Where is she? Shut up. Get over there. Gloria's not bad-mouthing me to Rosa, is she? Hey. My grandmother, she catches me with a bag of cash, and I gotta explain to her where it came from. I'm going to kill you.
There's cash in that package.
What you think what's in that bag?
I don't know, guns?
No, man, there's 100K in there.
There's 100K, and you tell me now?
Money does funny things to people, plus I thought it would be best not to lead you into temptation.
In the basement, they find a fully equipped hair salon.
What the fuck is this?
Holy shit. What happened to my rec room? My ping pong.
Bro, go look for my money. Heavy the fuck up.
He climbs onto a chair and lifts up a ceiling panel. He reaches inside the cavity above him.
There ain't nothing here, bro.
You better be fucking kidding me, Tito. You better be fucking kidding me.
I swear, I put it right here. It was here a month ago. I put the package right here.
You fucking with me, bro?
No, bro, I'm telling you, it's not here.
What the fuck is going on down here? What the fuck are you doing here, you cocksucker?
You're doing the same thing I'm doing, looking for my money.
What money?
The money you stole.
There's still no fucking money.
I put Renee's money up in this ceiling and now it's gone?
He's full of shit, Renee. He probably shoveled it up his
nose. Renee, you know I would not steal from you because I love you and I respect you, but mostly because I fear you.
Get it through your head. He's a manipulator.
Bullshit. What about you? Where the hell did you get all the money to get all this shit if you didn't take it?
None of your fucking business.
See, Renee? She took it.
I got the money from my father, you scummy piece of shit. He sold his Chevy so I could open my business. Now, you two better get your asses out of my parlor and off my property in 20 seconds, or I'm calling the cops.
Please, let's calm down, right? We're family here.
No, we ain't family. You ruined my parlor. Fucking hate you.
What's going on in here?
No, nothing, Grandma. Look, I'll explain this later. Look, I promise, I swear, I'm gonna fix this all up for you, Gloria, right? Just tell me, who was the contractor that did this work for you?
Flacco.
Flacco? From the Velatic Project?
Yeah.
Flacco. Now you really have a reason to hate him.
Ben comes out of a mini market on a street corner. Young boys are on their skateboards in the road. As Ben stops to light a cigarette, one of the boys approaches him.
Can I get a smoke off you, mister?
Yo, you're like 12.
Fuck off, asshole.
Bemused, Ben raises his eyebrows, then wanders off. Carrying the gene sample, Cam exits a lift, then strolls down a corridor until he arrives in a crowded office reception area. Fashion designers sit around the room with their clothes samples.
Hey, we just gotta sit and wait.
I know, right?
Looking nervous, Cam takes a seat on a sofa.
Nice rack, my man.
Thanks.
This is ecstasy.
Yes.
I always thought it was going to be bigger or something.
Trust me, that little pill is all you need.
Is that good, huh?
Yeah.
Here goes.
Yeah. Jesus.
In the back of a chauffeur-driven car, they swallow the tablets.
How long until we feel something?
30 seconds.
30.
Just kidding.
Oh.
Soon enough, my dear.
What should we do?
This isn't a music. This
yeah. Is, yeah. Hey, Maurizio, how about some tunes, man?
On a dark street in a built-up residential neighborhood, René pulls up outside a row of terraced properties in his car. He gets out of the vehicle and climbs a flight of steps to a front door.
René?
Hola, Mari.
It's been a long time.
Yeah, it has. You look good.
You look good, too. What are you doing here?
Looking for Flacco.
What's going on?
I just want to talk some business with him.
It's about time you two grew up and put the past in the past.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking the same thing.
That sounds like his car coming up now.
He turns to see Flacco driving along the street towards the house in a smart yellow sports car. Upon seeing René, he speeds off.
That's a nice car, Brad. He got himself.
He won it last month playing poker. Lucky, right?
Yep. Flacco was always lucky.
Ben joins Cam.
Excuse me.
Ben and Cam are the last of the designers waiting to be seen.
You here to meet me, or is there an asshole convention in the building? For real, I acted like a dick today, I'm sorry. Still hate those jeans, though. Yeah, so why you here then? Because we're going down together. Ben, we ain't going down.
Later, Cam. Nice meeting you, Cam.
So, yo, how'd it go?
It was good. We'll see.
I'll put in a good word.
You appreciate it.
Making friends. What? Hey, guys. Haraki's gonna need 2 minutes. You cool?
Yeah, cool. Thank you.
On a packed dance floor in a nightclub, Rachel and Darren dance manically together.
God, this is the best I've ever felt in my whole life, Rachel.
Just go with it!
I will. God, I've always wanted to feel like this. This is incredible. I just feel free. Oh, God, I love you.
What?
I love you.
Love you too.
I love you.
Oh, my God.
Rachel's shocked and stunned as Darren grabs a girl dancing next to him and starts to kiss her. He then turns to a nearby man and kisses him full on the mouth.
Good craftsmanship. Well made.
Thanks.
Crisp is all about the quality.
But I don't like the cut. Not for me, not for a Japanese consumer.
You don't think they're gonna love the old school flavor?
No, thank you. You have something else?
Nah, just the jeans.
Okay, my friend. You come see me next time. I come every 6 months.
Appreciate your time. Thank you.
Cool shot.
Oh, it's American Apparel.
No, his shot.
Oh, thanks.
Who makes that one?
I did. A long time ago, so.
Vintage?
Yeah, high school.
Could you make 300 more?
Definitely.
Good. I will need them by next Wednesday. My assistant will call you in the morning. Have a good night.
Ben and Cam are in a state of shock. Then, in a composed manner, the friends slowly walk out of the office. In the corridor, they celebrate. The end.